Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Austin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Claude Austin. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to second. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McAnally, and towards Cox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gross. The throw from Humphrey and he is safe. Gross steals second. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally spins and fires to second, with Foley covering, and Gross is picked off. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Humphrey and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McAnally, and towards Cox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno who is chasing the ball. Singleton reaches third base with a triple. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from May and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeden moves to third. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Humphrey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0-for-1 in the game. Osteen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Gross reaches third base with a triple. Rader scores. Osteen goes all the way around to score. It's Astros, 2, Expos, 2. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAnally takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive towards first. Johnson catches it and steps on first to double up Hunt. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Humphrey and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos too. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Helms. The throw from Humphrey and he is safe. Helms steals second. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Osteen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Osteen reaches second base with a double. Helms scores. It's 3-2, Astros. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Breeden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Citino. Breeden reaches second base with a double. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lentz scores. It's Astros, 3, Expos, 3. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Humphrey bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Humphrey moves to second. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Ron Hunt. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 3. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Larry Lentz now playing third base. Tom Walker now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Boots Day pinch hits for Larry Lentz. Greg Gross now playing left field. Bob Watson now playing first base. Fred Sherman now pitching. Bob Gallo Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Terry Humphrey. Ken Forge now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 3. The Astros will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Bob Stinson now catching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Gross moves to third. Metzger moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Metzger scores. Cedeno moves to second. It's 5-3, Astros. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dennis Menke now playing first base. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Tom Walker. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 4 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.